Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
And we will continue to straight whip our dicks out and piss in bitches' mouths, my nigga, you feel me? We take care of our own.
Well, something that, you know, I shouldn't be surprised by shit anymore. In that opening, you either heard or saw, just depending on if you're listening to me or if you're watching on YouTube, EDP445, who I talked about in this week's main episode of The Awakened Soul. Now, this is the third episode dropping this week, so make sure you go back, check out episode 208 if you haven't already, where I really break down this case overall, this situation, I should say, overall. And so I'm going to jump right into it. Like I said, if you need any form of reference, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the episode or just search EDP445. It's one of the biggest stories out in for creatives out right now. So EDP dropped, you know, a video in which he said he was going to be coming out with a website. Didn't really say much. Then he dropped this follow-up video. That's what the clips that you hear in this episode are going to be in reference to. And in this video, this guy really thinks he's coming back.
Here's the thing, my nigga. This fucking website, and yes, bitch, the website is real. You feel me? It's gonna be popping.
You got caught being there to meet up with a 13-year-old for sex. You admitted to all of this. It's not like it's speculation. It's not like it's rumors. It's not like it. You can blame it on trolls. There's video. You admitted to what you're doing it. Yes, the predator poachers. Chet Goldstein, aka Alex Rosen, have been proven to be racist and bigots all of their own. But that doesn't stop from the fact that this is what you were there to do. Whether it was the predator poachers who caught you, who are equally horrible people, or anyone else, this is what you were there to do. You were there to have sex with a 13-year-old. And now for you to come back, and I guess because of everything that's come out about the predator poachers, to have all this vitriol. And to really think that you're going to launch a website that is going to be successful. How? That's the thing that I have the biggest question about right now. Successful how? Because yes, you can start your own website. We know they're pretty easy to create. But you're not going to get the ad revenue that you were getting from YouTube. Who is going to sponsor you? What company, regardless of the numbers, there's plenty of creeps out there. There's plenty of other pedophiles, people who don't think this type of shit is wrong, that may support EDP445. I'm not going to sit here and act like that he's going to get zero fucking viewers or hits on his website, because people are going to want to know what the fuck he's going to be talking about and how this is all going to play out. But to monetize that, who is going to be giving you any type of revenue for that? You find me one company who is going to be willing to sponsor somebody who admittedly is on video. This has got picked up by big news, nationwide news sites. This isn't just something that's just, you know, creatives are talking about. This story has gotten picked up across the country. Who is going to invest in you? What major company is going to say, yes, we're the people who are going to be supporting somebody who was there to have sex with a 13-year-old? And in this, one of the funniest lines that he says in this whole random video is,
I've been making videos for coming up on 11 years now, my nigga. You feel me? I've been in the game for a cool ass minute.
And that can only leave me to say this. So you've been making content for 11 years. So your content's almost as old as how you prefer your women. It's fucking disgusting. So this is just, and I'm not going to be long. This is really just a reaction. I figured, you know, this thing dropped and it's Because I spent such a big time on the Awakened Soul in the main episode talking about it, I figured I might as well catch up on it. But the gall of this guy to really think he is going to in some way come back. And then he talks about his subscriber. You have no subscribers right now. You're not on YouTube. You've gotten taken down. You have to start from the ground up. Now, one thing that I will say, and this is something like I said, there are going to be people who watch his videos. Now, if he's going to be doing a Patreon or those people going to pay through pay. But either way, this EDP, what I want to say is that his Facebook page has gone up, I think, about 3,000 followers on that page since he started releasing videos and hype this website. So this website coming out, like I said, there's different ways that he can try to monetize it. And there are people who probably don't give a damn, who may try to support it. But to me, and this is why I think EDP445 is so frantic right now, right? And honestly, website doesn't take that long. The fact that he's saying that it may be out by the end of the month is just like, well, what are you doing? But nonetheless, one of the reasons why this whole thing is so concerning, because you can see this is going to end very darkly. And mark my words on this. There's not going to be a positive income in this one way or another. EDP knows that it's over for in a lot of different ways. This whole thing of like initially coming out, announcing the website to kind of get a filler, and then now you have these big balls where you're trying to come at and talk about you've been creating content, you love doing this. Well, also, unfortunately, one of the things that you love doing that's negative is having sex with underage girls. So no, what you love to do at this point doesn't fucking matter. But the reason why I say that this is probably going to end probably very darkly and bad for EDP445 is he's clinging on to this idea that he's still this big YouTuber. He needs this. EDP, and even in the video how he talks about shit for content, like this is the same dude who some of his content was him running out of Chipotle after taking a huge shit in the Chipotle and being embarrassed and not when people go into the bathroom and find, like, this is some of the content that he created. And yes, there's a link. People love the funny fat guy, right? And this is not to weight or fat shame anybody. This is specifically about EDP445. What is he going to go do? You can't go and get a regular job. He can't at this point, because he is always going to carry that stigma. Let's say by chance he gets hired by a job doing whatever, flipping burgers, working at JCPenney, whatever it is. All it's going to take is one person to recognize and say, hey, do you not know who you have working for you? And that shit's over. And he knows that. And you can tell by the way that if you guys are watching on YouTube, you saw this, you can see the look. He is desperate right now to gain any attention, to try to look strong, because he knows that his whole way, all that money that he was living off those 2 million subscribers on YouTube, that is gone. That whole way of living is gone. It's not coming back. Even if this website takes off, it's not coming. You can't pay. You're not going to be paying yourself. The ad revenue from YouTube comes from just that, ads. People who advertise on YouTube, them being able to add in ads into your content and it being monetized based off views and everything that way. Nobody's coming in, brother. Nobody's coming in to give you that shit, friend. Like, it's not happening for you. EDP445, your creative life is over. Oh, no, your creative life may not be over. You can keep creating. That's the thing about this. You can keep creating, but your days of living off being a creator are done. They're done. It's not coming back. It's not happening for you, young man. It's not happening. And the reason why I said that this is going to end very darkly is because once he realizes that, once that money that he's been making off YouTube, unless he's been investing in it, starts drying up, what the fuck is going to happen to EDP445 then? What's going to happen? Like I said, very unlikely he's going to be able to get a job with the stigma that's carrying him. Now, people who are actually have been convicted do get jobs. So, I mean, I'm sure he can find one. But it's not going to be what he was making based off being a creative on YouTube with 2 million subscribers. Your website that you're creating, that you're doing yourself, isn't going to replace the money that you were making from YouTube. That lane is over for you. And yes, the predator poachers, the people who busted them, were found to be just as equally as creeps. Nobody's supporting that, whatever. But at the end of the day, son, you were exposed. It's over for you. It's over for you. Somebody who is admitting on video to being there, to having sex with a 13-year-old girl, and even went as far as to say that you fantasize about girls that are 11 and 12 years old, it's over for you, EDP445. You're not coming back. You're not coming back. And if by some chance I'm completely wrong and people embrace this and he's back, what the fuck does that say to our fucking society? So I'm just going to leave it on this. I'm going to use EDP's 445's own words against him on my opinion on what's happening.
You need to just go ahead and give it the fuck up, my nigga. It's a fucking rap. You know what I mean? You a snake-ass fucking piece of shit, bum-ass punk motherfucking loser, and you ain't about shit.
And that's all I have to say about that. I don't even know if I introduced myself on this episode. You guys should know who I am by now if you're following this channel. You can follow the podcast at Awaken Soul Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, theawakensoulpod@gmail.com. If you want to follow me personally, that's at CEOHAIZE on every social media platform. This shit's fucking crazy, y'all. It's crazy. I may have another episode / video on this later down the road after this website launches and just to see how this goes. But be on the lookout for continued content for The Awakened Soul. I love each and every one of my supporters and followers. I'm out this bitch. Peace. Hello.